often in the back.
And we welcome you back here. 26-18, Manchester leads this one, the 30th WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. The Hawks have shot so well from the outside. Kayshawn Barnes with 11 to lead the way for the Hawks. 8 points for Shavar Reynolds. 3 points for Darius Barlow. Two apiece for Jordan Tormey and for Israel Almustafa. The quarter totals so far, 7-19 for a game total up until this point for 26. For Jackson, 11 for Eric Carter. 3 points for Eddie Landy. Two apiece for Gino Paluma and for Jesse Hill. 6-12 the quarter totals for a game total right now of 18. That is where we sit, 26-18. Turn things over to my broadcast partner, Ed Saraluco, with a special halftime interview.
Thanks, Matt. I am joined by our partner at the Shore Sports Network, Scott Stump. Scott, you live by the three, you die by the three. Will the Hawks be living large tonight or dying in the second half?
It certainly looks good so far. I mean, and it's not like these are even kick-out threes. Uh-oh. I mean, these are off-the-dribble pull-up shots with a guy in their face.
And from NBA range.
Yes, I mean, clearly the sophomore Shavar Reynolds has no hesitation of pulling it from anywhere. Kayshawn Barnes, we saw hit three. Most of them right off the dribble. They're trying to get into the lane and kick for those threes. I mean, if you're Jackson, I guess you're kind of betting on the fact that they can't shoot at that clip for this entire game.
Well, I've seen them all. I've seen all the games. And tonight it seems like they are more involved with getting Carter the ball down low. They haven't done that in the prior three games.
Right. I know Jesse Hill had some big games and some other their guards in previous games in this tournament. But Eric Carter is getting such deep position on the block that if they can get that entry pass in there, it's almost automatic where he's going to score or get fouled or both. So I think they like that aspect of things in that they're getting high percentage shots with Carter. Their biggest issue offensively is turnovers. Their guards are turning the ball over too much. They're giving away a lot of possessions. And not only that, a lot of them are sloppy turnovers, unforced, extra step on a travel or something where they're not even really being pressured. So they need to clean up that area. But he has to like the fact that Carter has been able to get such great position and they've been able to get the entry passes into him.
Yeah, the Almustafa, the center for Manchester, has been very dominant the first three games of the tournament. You can't expect that out of him tonight facing the 6'8 Carter. But he's banging them in there.
I think it's a question of will Ryan Ramsey, the Manchester coach, change strategy and maybe try and front Carter in the second half, make him lob the ball over the defender's head rather than letting him catch it in that deep with just a man pinned on his hip. So I think that's the thing. You want to just try and disrupt that entry pass any way possible. They need to get more perimeter pressure to make it difficult to enter it. But Jackson has a tough high-low game with Jesse Hill. I mean, he's 6'7", but he passes the ball pretty well. They've been doing a lot of nice things, getting him the ball at the elbow, forcing the defense to come out and at least play him, and then he's able to enter it to Carter.
Yeah, they seem to have been doing a pretty good job on Hill. You know, they're almost daring the Jackson guards to shoot the ball, and it took Landy about 5 seconds of being wide open till he finally said, well, I guess I got to take this three, and he drains it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. That's a clear strategy. If they're going to back 5 feet off them and say, go ahead, if we're going to lose this game, it's not because Eric Carter is going to have 30. It's because you guys are going to make threes. The thing that now that they have to just improve on is they have to somehow maybe double Carter in the post, sink the guy all the way deep to front him instead of even worrying about the guards and make them make shots. And, the other thing Manchester, they're going to need to do, I think, is to create some offense with their defense. They're going to need to turn Jackson's guards over, near midcourt, maybe get a quick run out, get a quick layup, because it's going to be awfully tough to keep shooting threes at this clip to stay in right into the game.
The one thing I'll say is I don't think they are intimidating playing the bigger, stronger, more veteran, team that's been here the most, Jaguars. They're not intimidated.
And that's impressive given the fact that Manchester only has two seniors, and one of them wasn't even on the team last year, Kayshawn Barnes. So Darius Barlow and Barnes are the only seniors on his team. You got guys like Reynolds, who's a sophomore, Tourney, who's a sophomore. But the thing is, they're seasoned sophomores. Two of them started last year, and Reynolds saw that. So, I mean, they've been in the big-time atmospheres, but they haven't played in a championship game yet. So I think this really shows that They're a fearless team. I think that their feeling is, hey, we got nothing to lose here. All the pressure is on Jackson. The longer we stay in this game, the more threes we hit. They got a decent little student section over there. I think the other thing is, as this game goes on, the crowd will swing to their side more and more because they're the underdog. So their thing is to just get this into the fourth quarter and then see what happens.
You know, let's talk a little bit about the Manasquan victory. Very impressive. Sam Sullivan, much improved this year, missing a lot of shots last year, making them this year.
Oh, she was outstanding. They really had no answer for her. I mean, after Grace Fallon from RBC had two fouls early on, and I think the big key was, you know, Hageman and some others hitting threes early on. I thought that kind of loosened things up and gave Sam Sullivan a little bit more room to operate in the paint. And I just thought Manasquan's defense was tremendous. I mean, RBC had a tough shooting night. They did miss, you know, some open looks. But I thought in the second half, when RBC started to kind of scratch their way back into it, and then Manasquan extended their defense, went to the pressure, that really kind of just threw RBC off and allowed them to make the decisive run.
Okay, we got to talk about the rumors around. I mean, Matt and I mentioned it. Rumors are having it, and I want to say they are only rumors, but Marina Mabry back to Manasquan come January 2nd.
That's everything you hear. I mean, I tried to breach the subject with some of them, and then most of them pretty much don't want to talk about anything until it's official. And it was funny because I wasn't even looking as I initially said it. Marina Mabry herself was sitting right there.
Yeah, I know,
so maybe I should have just turned around and asked her.
Yeah.
But I know that it's probably not in stone quite yet. But, yes, that seems to be the case, that she will be returning to Manasquan, will sit out 30 days after coming back from Point Beach. But
be ready for tournament
yes,
time.
Yes, exactly. I mean, and that it'll be interesting, you know, if this all goes through, how they will integrate her, because she's such a tremendous player and, you know, needs the ball in her hands to score a lot. But this is a kind of a very team-oriented Manasquan team. I know Sam Sullivan's been their leader right now, but I guess how do you integrate her into what you're doing? It's a nice problem to have, obviously, because you're talking about one of the best players in the state. And that instantly turns Manasquan into a serious problem for a lot of other teams in the short conference.
Well, Scott, we got a long season. It's not even January 1st yet. You know, we're still in 2013. Long season ahead. A lot of interesting stories. Make sure you follow Scott on the Shore Sports Network. Daily, weekly columns, pictures, videos of all those threes that Manchester's throwing down. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you.
Let's take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be back for second-half action. You are listening to the Boys Finals on the Shore Sports Network.